We'd like to start so if people can come in, please. My name is Sister Utana Pinkley Hacker. I am the wife of Elder Lloyd J. Hacker of the Quorum of Himself. And it is my privilege to introduce to you today the Church's ultimate Relief Society president. We have wanted to emulate her even before we knew about her. And I just want to say that even though we're here in the benighted liberal East, that we do try to adhere to the principles that she has so graciously written down in her book, The Special Living Lessons for Relief Society Sisters. And Sister Fonda Alamode, the sisters in the liberal Arlington ward of the Boston, Massachusetts stake would like to present something unto you. Now, we all know how difficult it is to serve, and this is just a reminder inspired by you, Sister Alamode, that I will serve cheerfully. We had a little technical problem, so we have to follow the song. If you chance to meet a friend, well, if you turn it upside down, and then you have the smile, and you will serve cheerfully. And I want you to know that it's very symbolic that it's blue, because blue is maleness, and we know that the church is framed and the foundation is male. But I want you to know that women have a pivotal role, and that's represented by this pink triangle. On this, the entire church hinges. And so we try to live up to the pink triangle and all that it can represent. And so it's with love in our hearts that we give this unto you, and with thanks for your good example, and we're so
sisters. I am indeed humbled and grateful for the acclaim in which has been heaped upon me this morning. I'm very pleased to have been sent forth here into the mission field from the headquarters at Salt Lake. And I would just like to go ahead and proceed. The idea, it's a kind of a missionary effort throughout the church, and so I will proceed just as we do in our home ward, the Parley P. Pratt Park, South 4th Ward. In our Relief Society. So, let's all put on our imagination caps. Okay. And come with me, if you will, unto the heart of Zion in the Parley P. Pratt, South 4th Park Ward. Sisters, good morning. I would like to welcome each of you out onto our Relief Society this morning. And I know that it is not always easy to get up of a Sunday morning and get yourselves together and come out, but I'm just so pleased then to see that you have all girdled up your loins and to join us today. And I would like unto extend the hand of welcoming unto each of you and all of the many spirits with which you are possessed. And now, if there are any visitors among us, we would like to make them all most welcome. I know that we have Sister DeBue is still here, and we can't help but notice her continual presence as she's here helping her son Brent, just getting his meals and just picking up his socks and things like that while his wife Kelly is defending her dissertation and caring for the twins and getting her chemotherapy. And Sister DeBue, we are sure that Brent just appreciates you lending a maternal hand at this time, and we all know how helpless men are, and we do love and respect them. Also, I must apologize, for I did neglect to acknowledge Sister Devan's sister who was here visiting with us last week, and so I would like to return to that time and just extend the backhand of fellowship unto her. In retrospective, and I am sorry for that omission, and I hope that no one will be offended, for it was not intended. Is there anyone else in which is visiting with us this day that should be recognized? Okay, great. If there is anyone, please do not be offended, because I was not aware of your pretense, but just let me know. And sisters, if you do have any unexpected visitors drop in, let me know a week ahead, and I'll welcome them all in the newsletter, okay? Now, I hope that no one will be offended if I partake of an occasional drink of water. But I have recently begun taking a prescription medication under doctor's orders, and it just makes my mouth a little dry. So, so please do not be offended. Now, for those of you who do not know the great and glorious history of the Parley P. Pratt Park South 4th Ward, I would just like to tell you that it is a place in which we all feel all most welcome. And it's a place of open inquisition. It's a place of honest exhibitionism. Whereas saints, our minds can grow and our spirits are tenderly neutered. Now, our lesson today will be given by Sister Cremora Cafe, and she's not quite here yet, but I'm sure that she will be here momentarily. And she will be giving special living lesson number 23, Motherhood, the Greatest Calling Given Unto Mankind. And so we will welcome her when she does arrive. And if you get the opportunity, please look about and notice all the lovely tablecloths, the plants and baskets and things in which she has brought. And notice the lovely hue in which she has painted the room and to coordinate with her lesson. And let's all just be sure and to extend the hand of gratefulness to her for that, for making our room so very picturesque. And as Sister Cafe is not quite here yet, I would go ahead at this time and make of some excuses. We have been asked to excuse Sister DeFrock, and she is not going to be with us for a few weeks because she has a really exciting new calling, and she's working for the church headquarters, and she's working for the Stronger Than Members Committee. And so this is just a neat call in which she'll be out visiting just lots of other different wards and branches and other mysterious little meetings and whatnot. And I think that we should all remember her sweet and tender face so that when she does return, we can realize that she does not need and to be fellowshipped, for she is not that kind of investigator, okay? And just in case we have among us today any unknown, mysterious visitors, just anyone at all in which we might not recognize, just anyone here that we don't know checking on us. We would just like to say that the Pratt Park South 4th Ward is a fine and upstanding ward. We have faithful members of our ward, and in our ward we do not compromise any of the three threats unto the church in which have been outlined by President Packer. For certainly among our midst there are no Feminites. And although I myself am a corresponding student perusing an associate's degree in secretarial science from the BYU outlet in Salt Lake, I don't think anyone would call me an intellectualist. And as far as the third threat unto the church, well, homosexuals, I'm sorry. I think it's very clear as we look about, you know, we are very proud in this ward of our very effeminate women and our very emasculate men. And besides sisters, we're all married. Oh, of course, except for Sister Butcher. And her roommate. And Sister Butcher, would you extend the hand of welcoming unto Sister Dykstra? And just let her know that we would all love unto see her come out. Now, as Sister Cafe is not quite here yet, I would go ahead and take a moment and to share with you a thought. And I'm in the habit, after my Sunday scripture study and my daily scripture study in the evening, so it's really my nightly scripture study. Sometimes it's in the morning, and then it's my early morning scripture study. But I like to read of approved inspirational works, and I have been studying especially for Mormons, volumes 1 through 28. And there are some real gems in there, and I would like to share a few of those with you as time permits. And the first one is really a beautiful one. Brothers and sisters, the most important thing in life is attitude. The church is like unto a garden, and each of us members can be as weeds sowing seeds of dissent and destruction, or we can be as flowers ever blooming. And as the world looks upon the church, they do not want unto see our weeds, do they? No, as the world looks upon the Mormons, what they really want unto see is our Mormon bloomers. And attitude is just so important there. I will go ahead at this time. I have a list of announcements in which I've been asked to give, and as Sister Pepe is not quite here yet, I will go ahead with that, and I hope no one will be offended if we just proceed in that direction. I've been asked to let you know that Sister Decay is still recuperating in the hospital, and thank you all for maintaining your concerned expressions. But she cannot receive visitors right now. The doctors are just taking such good care of her, but she's not quite ready to see people as she is being kept heavily seduced. So we'll just wait on that. Also, I would like to thank all of those sisters who came out to help with the welfare project with the helping of the zucchini pineapple. And we really had a great turnout, and we processed a lot of zucchini, and I have been assured that it has turned out to be delicious and safe for human consumption. So we're excited about that. Also at this time, as ward members, I would ask you to extend the hand of sympathy unto the Nelson family. And they are a fine non-member family who are living within our ward boundaries, and they recently have had experience with the death of a mother-in-law. And as you can imagine, I'm sure that their feelings are very tender right now, very much to the feelings in which we might experience, except without the hope of eternal salvation, but still probably some kind of afterlife. And so just please do be aware of that, and realized that this would be an especially fruitful time unto fellowship this fine non-member family, the Nelsons. We're excited and to make a little announcement today, and I've just been on pins and needles, but at last we can announce that Stephen Menlove will not be attending Beauty College as planned for 2 years because he has received his mission call at last, and he is going to be serving in the Isle of Man. And Sister Menlove, I just know that you are so excited for Stephen, and I too think this will be such a great opportunity for him. And I think that just being away from women for a couple of years will help him to really appreciate them and value their qualities. So congratulations, and we all support him in that mighty effort. Now, I hope you won't be offended if I just continue for a moment, but we do have homemaking in which to announce this week, and so I'm going to go ahead with that. We've got really an exciting homemaking meeting lined up for Wednesday night. We have discontinued having this during the daytime because quite a few of the sisters have found it necessary simply for survival reasons and not for luxuries and to get jobs outside of the home. And so we're having our homemaking on Wednesday night. Now, we're going to be doing some really exciting activities. Bambi Deloitte will once again be doing our dip and drape t-shirts. And she asked that those of you who have tried this the last few times to come back and just try this final technique, and she thinks she's got it worked out now, so please support her in that. Also, Darla DeLay is going to be giving one of her popular cooking demonstrations, and this is called Six Sumptuous Surprises from Food Storage Staples. And this is a follow-up to her very popular palate pleasers with powdered eggs. And she has promised to give us recipes so that we can keep all of these delicious meals down. Okay. Really good water. Also, for those of you who are literal-minded, we have our book group in which is meeting, and there's still time for you to get the book in case you haven't gotten it, and there's been a real lively discussion going on, and the book is called I'll Stop Being Codependent If It Will Make You Happy. So, we just encourage you to pick up that book and join in that lively discussion. We are very excited and to have a very popular speaker on the Relief Society circuit with us, and we've been waiting in line to get her. But Sister Dixie Decree, who you probably know is a Little League coach and mother of 12, is going to bring to us her very, very popular parenting program, Hang Your Head and Learn. And if you haven't heard of it, it's the new shame-based parenting program. In which has been developed by church and military leaders. So. And just to let you know, we have already signed up for next year when she will be out again doing her new pet obedience training program called Bad Dog. So. All right. Now, we also have an activity program, and this is something for our less active sisters, physically active, of course, otherwise. Anyway, this is very similar unto the step aerobics, in which many of you are familiar with, except, of course, we call ours pedestal aerobics. And if you would like to participate in this, you just need to bring 2 quart jars of canned fruit for weights, and an 8 to 10 inch pedestal. Okay? And you can just get that from your husband, I bet. So, it's really great. I've just loved it. Step down, step down. It's very appropriate exercise for us to do. Also, many of you have been commenting on the lovely scripture covers in which Sister Debris has been toting about. And so we have twisted her arm a little bit, and she has agreed that she will come and help us and to make of the scripture covers. So, if you would like to participate in that, just to be prepared, you will need to bring a 12-inch square of felt in your choice of shade and 25 yards of eyelet lace. Now, I have been approached by some of the younger and more liberal sisters in the ward, and they have said to me, Sister Alamode, The Relief Society originally was organized unto grant relief and help unto the poor and troubled peoples among us and in the world at large. And we do not exist just to make handicraft. And what can we be doing and to give service and comfort unto the world and to really be the Relief Society? And so as I listened to the pleadings of these young sisters, I decided that it would really be important for us to appease them so that they do not leave the church and join the world. And so we have a special service project in which we will be doing to homemaking meeting. And we will be toll painting greeting cards for the people of Bosnia. So please come and help us with this effort. We just think this will really make a difference. I've been given a note to ask all of you sisters, and brethren too, in case you cook, to continue emitting your recipes for the Parley P. Pratt Park South 4th Ward Potatoes and Pastries Cookbook, because we're working on assembling that. And I myself have been trying out many of these delicious meals, and there are many in which I will be definitely passing down to my posterior. So, keep those coming in. Those are just really needed. Now, if you recall, we had a question. Some sisters had asked if Sister D. Colette, who is a nurse, could come and help us learn how, as women, to examine, just for health purposes only, our chests. And there was some concern about that, but we have approached the brethren several times, and they did get back with us on that, and they said that it will be fine as long as we do that in homemaking meeting and as long as it is not pleasant. So. So we will be trying to squeeze that in. Now, there's another kind of like a cooking demo. Summer is coming up and the hotter weather. And so Sister Dementia is going to be giving us a demo on making refreshing mixed drinks without alcohol. And she's given me a little preview, and we're going to have recipes for virgin piña coladas, virgin daiquiris, virgin Marys, and my favorite, virgin jello shooters. So you'll want to swing by and check that out and get a tasty sample of that, okay? Now, sisters, we have had just a little bit of a problem in the past in homemaking meetings with beloved yet unwelcome sisters crashing our homemaking meetings into classes in which they have not signed up and causing running shorts of materials. So as we pass around... as we pass around our attendance sheet today, please do, as you mark the roll, also make sure that you check which homemaking activities you wish and to participate, okay, so that we can make sure that everyone can be covered in that way, all right? Now, Sister Cafe was up really quite late, and I'm sure that she will be here just any moment, but we do have a lot of announcements today, so we can really use the time wisely. As you realize, Mother's Day is tomorrow, and we have a tradition in our ward because we've realized that our mothers over the years, as the years go by, they do so much for us, and they give so much of themselves, and yet we hardly recognize them. And so, as is the tradition in the Parley P. Pratt Park South 4th Ward, the priesthood will once again be giving our mothers their just desertion. And they will be presenting each of the mothers with a fine handmaiden gift. Also kind of a tradition, they have once again asked for the help of the Relief Society in the making of these gifts. And we usually don't like to ask this, but, excuse me, sisters, if you'd be able to come back at 6 o'clock and help us with this special homemaking activity, we feel that we can help to make of these precious gifts to give our mothers and support the priesthood. And we can get this all wrapped up in about 3 or 4 hours. And please, each of you bring 40 cents for materials, and then we'll be covered, okay? It'll be a special day.
I have another thought in which I'd like to share with you. Brothers and sisters, the most important thing in life is unto be appropriated. As we look at the world around us, and there are so many different influences, always be a gospel member, always be a missionary, and republicize the church wherever you go, so that we can bring others into our midst. I was going to give our visiting teaching message, but I'm afraid we're going to run out of time. We have gotten off schedule just a little bit because next week we're going to have a special combined lesson with the priesthood and the sisters, and we have a special guest, Brother Daley DeBunk from the Church Headquarters Public Relations Department, is going to be giving a special gospel doctrine lesson, and it's entitled "The Errors of Our Leaders." Sacred, not secret. And then the following week, we will have compulsory service lesson number 12, the best 72 years of your life, being a millennial missionary. And then the following week, we will be back to our marital relations as usual. And that series is being given by Sister Digress, and she has promised to read that directly from the manual without any enhancements. And I should just mention at this time that teachers have been given a special request from the brethren. They have been asked to make sure that, although the Relief Society manual says use stories from the ward members, it's important to be selective about which stories you use to illustrate your lessons. And also, there's been a little bit of a fad starting. Is it the microphone?
I'm not sure either.
I can talk really loud, though. That's okay. Carry on. When life hands you lemons, just make lemon jello. It is all right for you to customize your lesson by bringing in extra materials, but we should be careful not to bring anything that would be controversial or that would cause a discussion among the class members. Now, there has been just a little bit of a fad starting lately with sisters kind of emulating the priesthood a little bit, and we should avoid that. Starting lessons with telling a little amusing anecdote or a joke, and it's just not feminine. If the Lord had wanted us to have a sense of humor, sisters, He would have given us one. So, do try to avoid that, okay? Now, as Sister Cafe is not quite here yet, I do have to give an announcement, and I was hoping that I would not have to do this, but it's okay. I'm game, and it's very important. We have a special lesson on Thursday night, and this is just for mothers and their 11 unto 13-year-old daughters. And it's just, what should I say? It's just a very feminine, private, womanly lesson about these young girls and a special time in their lives and the special private secret things in which are happening unto their changing bodies, and there's just really no need for me to go into detail. I don't think it's appropriate to discuss this with husbands or fathers, but if they persist in asking, just tell them it's a lesson just for the girls. It's just very special and private and feminine, period. No, don't say that. Just don't say anything at all. Anyway, this is an important lesson, and it does need to be given because this will help these girls to feel excruciatingly comfortable with their changing bodies. And it will help them to realize that these changes are normal, that they are natural and wonderful. And each of the girls will be given a special little kit so that no one will ever need to know about these wonderful things in which are happening unto them. So, anyway, I'm sorry to have to give that announcement, and I hope no one was offended by it, but it is important. And brothers and sisters, that reminds me of a thought. The most important thing in life is chastity. Premarital intimacy outside the bondage of holy matrimony is foul, degrading, filthy, and disgusting. And we should teach our children that it should be saved for the one you love the most. Now, speaking of our children, I hope that you do not mind if I digress for just a moment, but I had a really neat experience with my daughter Crystal this week. And Crystal has reached the age of 19, and she will no longer be attending the Young Women's. But she finished up by having a special values night in which the young women do have. And as I reflected upon Crystal, and I thought, you know, it's not just these young women that have their special values, but we older women have retained our value as well. And so some of you older sisters might remember our special womanly values, and if you'd like, you can recite them along with me. And our special womanly values are, number one, eternal fragrance. Number two, diligent exfoliation. Number three, abundant fertility. Number four, the shunning of moisture in all of its forms. And sisters, do keep all of these in mind as you do try to go about your daily life. And do remember, ultimately, our value number five. Do always be feminine in all that you do. Now, our time is growing short, and I am concerned that I will not have enough time, but there are a couple of things in which I think I do need to get out. In case Sister Cafe comes, I'd like to get these out of the way. We have a special new thing, part of our program in which the brethren have designed just especially for us sisters, and we appreciate the attention. So we are now going to begin having a weekly warning from the brethren. And this week we have been given special orders on our funerals. Now, sisters, it is important then to remember that funerals are a sad and a horrible time. And the last thing we want, as someone that we love so dearly passes beyond the veil of morality, is to fulfill their last inappropriate wish. And so it's important for family members to realize that during funeral, we should not mention the name of the deceased. Especially if their nickname is also their given name. And as we prepare the luncheons for the families of those who are bereaved, we should try to make sure that the luncheons and the foods at our luncheons are delicious yet somber. And this will help us to keep the somber spirit in which should abound at funerals. And I, for one, am so appreciative of Elder Packer, for he cares about the tiny little day-to-day incidents of our lives in which no one else would even bother with. And I appreciate that direction. I'll go ahead and give of a little nugget of wisdom again, I guess, since just take up the time. Brothers and sisters, the most important thing in life for church members is to always, no matter what happens, maintain a cheerful overlook. Now that makes you think, doesn't it? Take that into your hearts this week. We also have another little neat thing that we do in the Parley P. Pratt Park, South Fourth Ward, and it's something of which you might wish to copy yourselves. Remember how the Ensign had its question and answer for those who were struggling with gospel questions, and it was called, I Have a Question. Well, we do that in our ward, except, of course, we call ours, Why Do You Ask? And it's just been so neat, and it's been really helpful. For example, the question in which was submerged by a sister this week was really thought-provoking, for she asked, if by accident I should put my garments on inside out, will I suck harm unto myself? And the answer is, as always, ask your husband and follow his counsel. Now, I would just like to share with you a brief parable. Speaking of President Packer, he has helped us in so many ways to understand the way that the world should be. And he had a beautiful parable in which he told, and I'm sorry that I don't have it written down, but I think I can do an adequate parody of it. And this is a parable about a special, special treasure. Once upon a time, there was a little boy, and he wanted the greatest treasure that he could find in life. And he was told that someday he would find someone who would help him to attain that treasure, but it would require the appropriate key to obtain the treasure. Now, this little boy had been given a special little key, and he was a very tiny boy, and so it was a very tiny little key. And he knew that he would someday meet someone in which had a lock in which fit his little key in order to unlock the treasures that are available to men and women on the earth. And this little boy made a journey, and he went unto lock after lock, but alas, his key did not fit. And in fact, it became rusted. But after a period of repentance, he was able to cleanse his key, and at last he did find a young woman who had a lock in which just fit his key. And that allowed them to unlock a wonderful earthly treasure, for they were given children. And each of the children also had a little lock or a little key, and they were also told that they could find the same wonderful earthly treasure. But the great thing about the gospel is that they knew that once they died, they would also get a beautiful heavenly treasure as well. Now, some of the children were not successful in meeting someone in their life in which met up with their lock or their key, and so they were not able to obtain the earthly treasure. But the parents got the earthly treasure and the heavenly treasure. And the children who found someone who matched their lock or key got the earthly treasure and the heavenly treasure. But some of the kids didn't get the earthly treasure because they didn't find anyone to fit their lock or key. But at last, when they got to heaven, they were able to obtain the heavenly treasure because they found someone there with a lock or key it matched. But the main thing was they were just happy to be able to use their locks and keys at last. Now, time is drawing nigh, and I'm afraid that Sister Cafe has indeed been laid by the wayside in her efforts to join us. And so I hope that you do not mind if I just extemporize here just a little bit, but I brought a special visitor with me here today, and I told her I might do this. Crystal. My daughter Crystal, as I told you, is going to be joining us now in Relief Society. And I cannot believe that she and her little friends are leaving their young women's behind and joining with us to become accustomed with our womanly ways. But it's true, as I look at Crystal, she just looks more adulterous every day.
And so I have asked her if she would come and just share of her testimony with us, as we often do in Relief Society. Crystal? Crystal! Yes, okay, come on. Thank you, Mother. Well, frankly, I have not started coming to Relief Society yet because I don't find it much of a relief, okay? Me and Cherie call it midlife MIA. I'm sorry, it's just the truth. I mean, I just don't relate to church that much, you know? I mean, Young Women's was a total joke. Every lesson was, like, about trying to make sure that we didn't, like, do it. Every lesson. But they never just said, hey, don't do it. They always did these really weird lessons. Like, one time, the worst one was they had the boys and the girls come in together. I'm serious. And there was this man and woman who are married, and I'm pretty sure they don't do it, so that's why they had them. But so that's what this lesson was supposed to be about. So the guy takes this cupcake, and he brings one of the guys up, and he says, hey, want this cupcake? And the guy said, sure. And he said, no, all you can have is the frosting, so lick the frosting off, which he did because he was a guy. And then that's all he let him have. And he made him sit down, and then he brought another guy up, and he said, okay, would you like a cupcake? And the guy said, sure. And then he took the cupcake with the frosting all licked off, and he dared him to eat it, which, of course, the guy didn't because it had guy germs on it. And then the woman stood up, and she said, virtue is like this cupcake. So make sure you don't ever do it. Now, see this as being a really big problem. I mean, if I'm on a date and, like, the guy whips out some frosting, I'm out of there. Well, my mom wants me to say something nice. I don't know. I did really like seminary my junior year because Brother Kramer was really bitching, and he didn't care if we were, like, all late and all, and he was always all really cool all the time. But then my senior year, Brother Henderson was all boring, and he was always, like, trying to guild us out. He was always lecturing us about being chaste, like, be chaste on dates, be chaste in your dress, be chaste as you're walking around the house. And I'm like, excuse me, if I'm being chaste, I'm not going to be walking. I think he was on the track team or something. But anyway, I was at least glad that he did not have cupcakes because I couldn't have dealt with that anymore. Okay, I don't know. Oh, I know. I have my thought for the day before I'm finished. I have a thought. I think that when you start coming to Relief Society, you ought to get, like, some special privilege or power or something like the boys get, you know, because they tell you, you can bake all the bread in the world, you just can't hand it to anyone. The truth shall make you free, so just deal with it, okay? Whatever. Anyway, I'm supposed to say something nice. I don't know. I basically think church is dumb, but I know it's true. Can I sit down now?
offended. I think as we look back upon our own turgid adolescence and recall the uppers and downers of the teen years, you can extend a hand of forgiveness unto Crystal for her youthful malpractice. Crystal, I do love and appreciate you and all that you have done to my life. Now, brothers and sisters, our time is far spent. And I am sorry, I hope you will not be offended that I took the whole time today. But we do have a few minutes, and I think we should use that. I would hate to see it go into waste. So I think we should use that for the bearing of testimonies. And if you would like to bury your testimony, you can just stand in your seat, or you can come up to the pendulum. And I hope you will not be offended if I go first, but I do not want to lose my grip in which the Spirit has on me. I'm just grateful for a pavilion things. I'm grateful for my husband, and I know that he is true. And as I was lying in bed next to the priesthood last night, I was counting of these blessings. And I am grateful for my husband, and I am grateful that he is endowed. For our marriage will be eternal. And I am grateful for our inspired leaders. And I am especially grateful for our inspired political leaders that we have in Zion. For our beloved Senator Orrin Hatch, and all of the great work in which he does to help prevent the over-regularity of the nutritional supplements industry. And I know that there are millions and millions of Amway and Nu Skin distributors all throughout the church who feel the same way as I do. I'm grateful for his leadership in helping us to avoid the evils of the Equal Access Amendment in the schools. This has been a real problem in Utah, and he's helped us in that way. And I'm also very grateful for our former dear Representative Enid Green Waldholz, but not anymore, for she has helped me to be truly accepting of sisters who are divorced through no fault of their own. Now, we have had some problems in Utah with our schools and with our youth. And I don't know if you experience this here, but there are many out there with their so-called alternating lifestyles. Who would try to bring our children into their bizarre way of life. And as mothers, I think we have a critical role in rounding out the shape of our children. And as we try to help our children have an approved gender, I think it's so important to start at the beginning with identity. And we should give our daughters very feminine names such as Lene, Lynette, LaDawn, one of my favorites. And give our boys very manly names such as LaVon, LeGrand, and LeVere. But I think that the most important thing that we can do is to encourage all of our children, if they can, to attend seminary and to take each and every friend, one of their friends with them there so that they may learn firsthand the dangers of recruitment. Now, brothers and sisters, whenever I am down and feel as though I am sitting upon a great weight, it helps me to listen to hymns and other approved music. And yet inspiration can come from different quarters sometimes. And as I was in the ZCMI mall last week, riding in the elevator, I heard a song in which I had not heard before. And as I listened to the larynx of this song, it struck me, leaving a deep impression in my head, that I will never forget. And so I quickly jotted down these words so that I might share them with you, because I think that they, in a simple and beautiful way, the prosecution in which every Mormon must face at some time or another in their life. And if you don't mind, I'll read them to you now. Well, they shall stone you when you're getting in your car. And they'll stone you when you're trying to go far. They'll stone you when you're trying to go home. And they shall stone you though you live all alone. But ye need not feel so all alone. For everybody must get stoned. I'm sorry, I was not going to do this, but I feel a great connection with you, and I'm grateful that you've welcomed me into Washington, D.C. And I realize that although I live geographically very far, I look around at these faces, and I know that Mormon women may be very different on the exterior, but we are all the same on the inferior. And I feel such a connection with you. I think that it's Relief Society and the women of the church who are the underpinnings of the church. And we are connected by a kind of a underwire that runs through us and crosses our hearts. And over the years, as my spirits have begun to sag, it is you sisters who offer your support. And when I fall flat, you uplift and separate me from my doubts. You inspire me, sisters, to go forth and augment that which I already know in my bosom. Now, there are many out there in the great and spacious buildings in the world, and they hoot and holler and knock us for what we believe. But you sisters have helped me to handle all of the hooters and knockers in the world. And I am not padding the truth when I say my cup is truly full. Now, I am sorry that I have taken all the time today, but I am grateful for your presence and the way that you have made me feel so welcome. Sorry. Now, I do need to pass around the roll before we leave. And if you will just please check of the roll to prove that you were here in the afterlife. And if there are any activities in which you will be participating at homemaking, please do check that off. And before I go, if there is anyone here with whom I need to make amendments, please just go ahead and check the I was offended column. Thank you.